Marzia Hashemi is an American-born journalist, news anchor, and correspondent at Press TV English. On the 16th of January, Press TV reported that she was jailed by the US regime for no reason. Born in New Orleans as Melanie Franklin to a Protestant family, she was a student in the field of broadcasting in 1979, inspired by the Islamic Revolution. She reverted to Islam, moved to Iran in 2008, where she became a successful TV presenter, documentarian, and journalist. I've never met her myself, but my friends who have tell me that she's a wonderful person. I didn't really need to hear that because you can see from her screen presence that she's a genuine person who carries herself in a sophisticated and confident way. She has committed no crime, whether you want to look at it from the Islamic perspective or according to international law. She has done nothing but her job as a journalist. Yet, she was detained upon arrival at St. Louis Lambert International Airport and was transferred by the FBI to a detention facility in Washington, D.C. The U.S. officials have so far refused to provide any reasons for her apprehension either to her or her family. She told her daughter that she was handcuffed and shackled and was being treated like a criminal. She also said that her hijab was forcibly removed and was photographed without her headscarf upon arrival at the prison. She has only been allowed to wear a t-shirt and is currently using another one to cover her head. Furthermore, she has been offered only pork as meal and even denied bread and any other halal food after refusing to consume the meat. Hashemi told her daughter that the only food she has had for the past 2 days has been a packet of crackers. This is absolutely unacceptable. America is proving itself to not only be incompetent, but an absolute hypocrite. Its entire freedom of speech, freedom of expression, liberty and justice for all sentiment has been proven to be nothing but hollow slogans. The entire image of freedom of expression espoused by the West is being blackened by America's own hand. And they're revealing that you can have your freedom of speech so long as it does not challenge the system itself. The only crime committed by Sister Marzia was working for Press TV, the one and only, a news outlet that gives an alternative perspective on what's going on in the world. Why is that such a huge threat? In the UK, it's the same story, Press TV being banned. They used some excuse of licensing issues, but everyone knows the reality. Ofcom, the UK regulator, banned a significant media power that was challenging the likes of the BBC, Fox, NBC, etc.
This is not about media regulation. After all, not only, as your correspondent said, are all sorts of foreign-based television channels modelled exactly along the same lines as Press TV, still broadcasting on the Sky platform, but you have the most disgusting, the most obscene sex channels by the dozen operating under Ofcom's nose, of course they're free to do so. Our crime at Press TV was not only that we were telling the truth that some, indeed most, other broadcasters were deliberately concealing, but we were becoming more and more popular.
It's clear they're afraid of Press TV. Through this fear of nothing but an alternative perspective on global events, America has exposed itself utterly and people have woken up. Reports of the arrest and detention of journalist Marzia Hashemi by federal authorities without charges are deeply troubling. We urge all people to bring awareness to this case and demand her immediate release. Illegal arrest of Press TV anchor Marzia Hashemi reveals the truth of freedom of expression in US. She traveled there to visit her terminally ill brother and has been detained with no formal charges pressed and her basic rights have been violated. Marzia Hashemi is a journalist at Press TV who has not been found guilty of any crimes. We need an explanation. Why has she been arrested? We are waiting for her release. The US regime silenced Marzia Hashemi by kidnapping her, as the Saudi regime silenced Jamal Khashoggi by killing him. Different ways for the same ends. The Saudi regime in its brutal treatment of journalists is no different to that of the USA. You might ask, well, if they're the same, then why has America not chopped up Marzia Hashemi in the same way that Saudi Arabia did to Jamal Khashoggi? I'll tell you why. It's because of the immediate social media backlash that the USA faced the moment the FBI kidnapped her. And because of Sister Marzia's unanimous popularity in the hearts of Muslim and non-Muslim, justice seekers, truth seekers, and revolutionaries across the world. You know why US is so afraid of hijab? because it uncovers the ugly face of their so-called democracy. You removed the hijab of Marzia Hashemi, you disclosed your country's religious discrimination. The US has shown yet again to be a hypocrite and one of the biggest human rights violators while detaining American-born journalist Marzia Hashemi. She has been stripped of her hijab and not allowed halal or vegetarian food options, all while having no formal charges against her. This is freedom, this is human rights, this is USA. Arresting a journalist on unspecific charges, insulting her and forcing her to remove her hijab. Marzia Hashemi could be a symbol for all who fight for freedom and human rights, because she is a woman, she is black, she is a Muslimah, she wears hijab, she is a journalist, she stands against US imperialism and Zionism, she supports the Palestinians and all other oppressed. The crowds are flooding social media with the truth, which will, God willing, expose the USA once and for all. You know what I don't get about all this? How is the American regime acting so damn stupid? Its reputation hangs by a thread, especially now that a bumbling, boasting buffoon has come to power. The whole world is mocking its system of liberal democracy. It's failed in Iraq, failed in Afghanistan. It's been defeated like a dog in Syria. Its sanctions are failing in Iran. Everything America has attempted to do has backfired. Is this the best you've got? Arresting a woman who has committed no crime? Did you think this was going to help you? How low can you get? I mean, seriously, Imam Khamenei was right. US officials are nothing but first-rate idiots. And it's not the first time that the so-called superpowers have targeted academics, reporters, journalists, and activists. We will never forget Rachel Corrie, an American activist who was killed by an Israeli Defense Forces armored bulldozer. Look at Norman Finkelstein, Jewish American activist, professor, author, a PhD in political science, and assistant professor at DePaul University, Chicago, 2001 to 2007, when he basically lost his job because he spoke the truth and was vocal for his support of Hezbollah and Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah and the Axis of Resistance.
There is a fundamental principle. People have the right to defend their country from foreign occupiers, and people have the right to defend their country from invaders who are destroying their country. And that, to me, is a very basic, elementary, and uncomplicated question. And if I'm going to honor the communists during World War II, even though I probably would not have done very well under their regimes, if I'm going to honor them, I'm going to honor the Hezbollah. They show courage, they show discipline, I respect that.
No one is immune from being punished by the US regime when they challenge the narrative presented by the USA, even if you're a Jew whose family died in the Holocaust. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Christian, Jew, or Muslim, if you challenge the US regime in any way, academically, through social media, or even through an international news outlet like Press TV, the USA will seek to punish you. Is this not the very definition of a tyrannical dictatorship? But now, there's so many people who are vocalizing their opposition to America that America just doesn't know what to do anymore. It doesn't know how to control it. Alhamdulillah. Look at Malcolm X's grandson, Malcolm Shabazz, someone who was academically and actively raising awareness about Islam and social justice through a revolutionary manner. Suddenly, he just mysteriously dies in a random fight in Mexico in 2013. And New York Magazine reports that a friend who was with Shabazz the night of his death said the beating was related to a dispute over $1,200 bar tab for drinks and female companionship. News outlets floated the idea that he had a turbulent past, that he was unstable. Hey, he is black. It's believable for people who don't think. And people just accepted this story. No, I'm sorry, but that doesn't add up. He was a Muslim. Why was he in a bar? Why was he in Mexico? Was there not enough alcohol and women in the USA where he was living for him to have to travel to Mexico? No, the truth is they needed to silence him.
The issue of racism is very deep-rooted. It's something that's ingrained within the culture of the people and the politics of the society of this nation.
That the US is now seeing an African-American president, it's now seeing an African-American attorney general. Do you think that it has had an effect on the situation for African-Americans?
As far as the presidency, me personally, I don't believe in the presidency. I believe that the presidency post in the United States is nothing more than a puppet post. And when we see movements like the Occupy movement, where you have the 99% fighting against that 1%, it's not about color. It's about that minority which keeps control of the majority.
Many people don't know that Press TV actually reported that Malcolm Shabazz was arrested in 2013 by the FBI en route to Iran. Just think about it for a moment. What do you think? Malcolm Shabazz, the grandson of one of the greatest civil rights leaders America has ever seen, inspired by the Islamic Revolution, someone who performed the Hajj pilgrimage in 2010 and gave talks on Peshawar nights, he was learning and teaching about social justice, dies. On the one hand, you have death by random barroom brawl in the middle of Mexico for the sake of women and booze. And on the other hand, you have death by FBI. I don't know about you, but it seems to me like he posed a serious intellectual threat to the US regime and that the FBI killed him and silenced his family. Let me tell you something with certainty. The director of Islamic Pulse was with Malcolm Shabazz in 2010, where they performed the Hajj pilgrimage together, and he certifies that Malcolm Shabazz was clean, pious, brave, that all of these mainstream media's misleading, stereotypical allegations were false, and after exposing the Western imperialism, Zionism, and New World Order, Malcolm Shabazz was seen as a threat by the US regime. And now, these idiots have messed with the wrong woman. Today, Mozia Hashemi is my sister, and the sister of 1.5 billion Muslims globally. We demand the release of Mozia Hashemi immediately. And releasing her is not enough. The USA needs to apologize for mistreating her, and the FBI needs to compensate for any psychological damage they may have caused, and for wasting Mozia Hashemi's precious time. Time that could have been spent on exposing you for the criminals that you are. Dear Sister Mozia, we don't know when you'll get this message, but we just want to say that we're your brothers and sisters, we're your family, and that we won't stop praying for you until you're released, and we won't stop vocalizing our support for you. We will not stop praying for you, and we won't stop being vocal, loud, and consistent on social media until you're out of that hellhole and until these idiots apologize to you and your family. We'd also like to personally congratulate you. The fact that these morons have arrested you shows that you're actually doing something great. You're an inspiration for all of us, so God bless you. America has further cemented its place in history as a global dystopian dictator whose dominion is withering like an incompetent, impotent, pharaohic old idol. The great Satan knows it's running out of time, and instead of just toppling gracefully, it's choosing to bite at anything it can reach. And it never thinks that maybe the next bite might just break its teeth.